Now the Mishnah says, Hanevi Yoshim Toli. Let's say somebody did a Safek Aveira, that he had a Chiv to bring an Yoshim Toli on it, and he brought it. And now, V'noida Loish Lechoto. Now he finds out that he did not do the Chet, like was a Safek to him whether he ate the Chelev or the Shumin, and now it's this Gala to him that he did not eat the Chelev, he only ate the Shumin. So the Korban, he has no Chiv to bring a Korban now. So it depends. If it did not make the shchiti yet on the korban, so then yetsev yirovei the different Rabbi Meir, the kedush is not chal upon the korban yet. So because the ma'isi was only makdash if he did the chet, but now that he found that he did not do the chet, so the korban goes to his eider. He could just use it the way it is. You don't have to be paid for it. It's like the kedusha's bottle. The chom say no. Yirovei the kedush is not bottle. You are makdish this korban oshem toli, because you had a suffix whether you did the chet or not, so you had a right to be makdish it, to kedush is chal. Now that you don't need it, you have to let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a balmum, and then you poider it, but you mach when you can sell it, but you pull double the nadova, and the money goes to the nadova. Rabbi Lezer says, Yikrov, no, you can bring it for korban oshem toli. Shemei nei bo achet zeh, harei you bo achet acher. If it doesn't come for this chet, you can bring it for another chet. That's the blessed sheet we had before, that misnada vada motam oshem toli b'chol yayim. That's for sure like you did a chet, so you could bring an oshem toli. Therefore, bring this one for the oshem toli anyway. What's going to be though, im mishanishchat noideloi, let's say after the shecht of the korban, then you found out that you did not do the chet, so hadom yishofik, you're not supposed to bring this rik anymore, because you don't have the chet to bring a korban. So the dam should be shoveled, just spilled out into the water, into the Yom HaSamai, let it just drain out. For your boss, he etched the basis wife, and the boss, you're going to have to burn right now. It's called like kotchim, that's posel, so you're going to have to burn it, it's like a posel of korban, a strange wafer. What's going to be nizurik adam? Let's say you already made this week as adam. Then the locher is a bossy yoch. You're not eat the bossa. But since you made his rikas dam, it's called like it was mechaper. So the korban helped, it's called a good korban. Therefore, the karam allowed to eat the bossa. Even if the blood is just in the kais, you did not make this rika yet, still he yelled, Yizorek, you let it go and make this rika of your bossy yochel. Since before you found out the dam was ready in the kais, ready to make his rika, siyos koloimus lizwik is kazorek dummy, it's not much considered like this rika was done already, and therefore it's considered like the Oshem Tali was brought, and therefore you could eat from the bossa. We also see in the Gemara, the Pshat is that the Kais is Mekadish the Dam, and since the Klishos is Mekadish the Dam, Melo is like Mekadish the Korban, the Korif, so it has a dinner ready to be brought, Melo you ought to bring this Korban, do the Avodah on the Korban. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Oshem Vadayena Kain? Let's say the person first thought that he did a Vadaychet, and he brought a Oshem Vadayena, he thought he was over Nisamila, he thought he ate Hirano from Kachim. And then the new makrish a korban oshem vaday, and then later to Eden come and tell him, no, the piece that you ate was not kutchim, but it was kulin. So now it's like this: yemachle nishchet. If you do not make the shchita yet, yetsev yirov eider. Everybody agrees now that there's no kedusha chal at all upon that korban. It's like it's a kutchim betoyis, because you only brought it because you thought vaday did a chet. But now that it came out, you did not do the chet. There's no kedusha at all. So everybody agrees here that just let it pass till you could use it. You just put it back into your eider and use it. What's going to be with the nishchet? Let's say they made a shchit on this korban already. Harezi korban here. Everybody agrees you have to bury it because Demeson was only chulin. It had no kedusha at all. Now that you did not do the chet, it had no kedusha at all. It's hegdish betoyis. This is called chulin that was brought by Azara, and then it's turning kfura. What's going to be nizra kadama? Said they made a zrika tadam and then they found out. So right, the rabosa yetsa betzreif is supposed to burn the meat. Why? Even though it's really it's only chulin, he's supposed to burn because of Aristine, it looks like a posla korban. Therefore, he's supposed to burn the right. He's supposed to burn it. What's going to be shohanifko? Ain't a claim. Again, let's say you have a shor that we thought killed somebody, and we stoned it, and then we found out no, the shor did not kill the person. So imach lenifko. If we did not stone the shor yet, yetsev yirobed. Let it go out, and he could use it. There's nothing wrong with having no whistle nor on it. Mishanifko. Let's say they stoned the shore, mutabano, there was the Easter, shore nisko, not chal upon it. So they stoned it, you can't eat it, but I call upon him, it's mutabano. egg la roof also, when it can egg la roof also, they're not have the locha like an oshem toli. But rather, imachla nerfu, oshem egg la roof is, you found the mace out the city, outside the city, we don't know who killed him. So you set aside an egg la roofa. Let's say before they chopped off that, we found the murderer. So locha is, teitse b'tiro beida, you could use this egg right now, it has no isra no, you could use it. Mishenef, let's say you chopped off the head already, then you found the murderer, is to cover him kaimai. You have to bury it right now. It's takosa that since the maisa you chopped it off before you found the murderer, it's called like a didis kapor already. Therefore, it has a locha tilosa bano. And the Mishnah says, shall sofik bo mitchilosa. This egg the roof only comes in the sofik at the beginning. And therefore, now tipra's fake. As soon as you brought it, you have your kapora. Volchula, you're ready yotza with this egg la roof. It did its purpose. And therefore, it remains also bano. Even though you found out the murderer later, so what? You're ready with Mekayim the mitzvah of the Egla Rufa, therefore it still remains also Bano. Now the Gemara says, B'mai Pligi, what's the Machloikas in the first case, but it's Oshem Toli, the Machloikas Remei and the Chachomim, what do we do with it? If we found out that you did not do a Chet before you brought it, so Remei says you could use it, the Chachomim say no, you have to let it become a Baal Mum first. So what's the Machloikas Remei? If you found out now that you did not did the chet, so the first hetish was like petoy, she didn't mean to be makdish it, therefore it's yosel lechulin. For Rabbanan Tzavri, no, mitoch sheli by noikvoi, since at the beginning, when you were first makdish it, you had a good doubt in your mind, whether you did a chet or not, so you're going to makdish no matter what, like even on the time you didn't do the chet, still you mean to be makdish it, so therefore the hetish is chal no matter what. Tony, we learned. Still, pligi ramei of rabbon to machloikis. So, benoid de loy shechoto, we found that you did a vadichet, lodiach koyach ramei, the chishin ramei, the yafagav, the yoda de choto, even though now you know you did a vadichet, but kivun de beidun de yafashin, the time when you set aside this korban, lo yoda, you did not know then, is teitzev to rabeider, just to say, fill for egish betois. You only mark the shit for Sophic, not on the side of the Rabadichet. Overnight the Leshlechotah, what's the Kiddush there? But the Yerakoch of the Rabbanim. The Yafagav Lechot, you did not do a Chet, but keep on the Beidna of the Yafresh, since the time when you set it aside, Lo Yod, you did not know about it, is Liba Noik, what Taka bothers you, is heavy. Therefore, Hilkach, Gomer Maktish, you Gomer Maktish, no matter what, therefore, Gdush Rishal. Omer Shesh, the Mother of Melech Achomim, the Mafresh Neashamis. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this last Gemara again. We'll start over again tomorrow. All right, we'll stop here.